Welcome to The Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting With Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today. We have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is with us to help us find the answer in our Bibles, and Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bible ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get it so we can find and read the answers together. Let's go ahead and get started. Today's question is from Audrey. She lives in California. Here's her question. Micah, what does she ask?
What does it mean to honor?
Wow, that is a big question. So what's the answer? Like, what does our Bible say?
If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to Colossians chapter 3 and verse 20.
Colossians chapter 3. All right, so here we go. Do you have your Bible? Colossians is in the New Testament, so it's the second part of the Bible. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. And then if you get to 1st and 2nd Thessalonians or the Timothys, you've gone way too far. So Colossians chapter 3, Colossians chapter 3 and verse again?
Verse 20.
Verse 20. All right, so you heard that. Colossians chapter 3, and then look for those little numbers, verse 20. Go ahead, look that up with us. If you need a little more time, just press pause, and then when you're ready, press play again. Colossians chapter 3, verse 20. Aiden's going to read this for us.
Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord.
Honor looks different between a child and a parent, between two parents, or between a parent and your grandparents. For children, Colossians chapter 3, verse 20 helps us understand how we can honor our parents. We show honor to our parents by obeying them in all things.
Ooh, obeying in all things? Even when you don't agree and you don't want to?
When I was a boy, my mom told me not to let the dog out. And I thought to myself, what's wrong with a dog going outside? So you know what I did? I let the dog out. The dog proceeded to go to the bathroom on the front lawn. Well, when my mom came out and she saw that the dog had gone to the bathroom on the front lawn, she was very sad. She was very disappointed. And you know what she made me do? She made me clean it up.
Yuck.
Yeah. I had to pick it up in my hands and put it in the trash.
That is so disgusting.
And I discovered why it was that my mom didn't want me to let the dog out into the front yard. Because that's where everyone walked by on the sidewalk. And if the dog went to the bathroom, everyone walking by would see it. They would smell it. And they would not want to be anywhere near our house. You know, a lot of children feel that maybe they would be happier if they didn't have to take out the trash or feed the dog or
do the dishes.
But God has put our parents in our lives to train us and to teach us how to know Him and how to live a good and happy and holy life. And if we obey our parents in all things, we're actually learning how to obey God and how to be happy. And when we do that, we are showing honor to our parents. If I had obeyed my mother, would I have had to clean up the mess in the front yard?
No.
No. Would my mom have been sad and disappointed?
No.
No. I should have obeyed her the first time. That's how we show honor to our parents.
That's what this Bible verse is saying, is that when we obey our parents, we're honoring our parents.
Yes.
So we want to make sure that we obey our parents, right? When they ask us to do something, that we obey right away, because when we do that, we show them honor and we make God happy. Well, that's pretty neat. I know I want God to be happy, don't you? Well, if you have a question that you want answered, go ahead and send them to us at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. That's seedpod at startingwithjesus.com, and we can let you know when your question will be on our program. We are so glad you joined us today, and we want to remind you to start each and every day with Jesus. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Listen to these words. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still. That means He lives with us. And with all who will trust and obey. Jesus' word is a light to our feet, right? That's what Psalms 119:105 says. He shows us where to go and what we are to do. He is with us and we can trust Him and obey Him. I want to follow Jesus today. How about you? Have you ever been sad? Have you ever been jealous? You wish that you could experience something that somebody else is? You know, that's the hard thing about social media today, is that people post all these pictures. You may have seen them, or maybe your parents have a social media account. But you see all these pictures of cool things that people are doing, and it just kind of makes you feel a little bad inside. Or it makes you wish that you could do that too. Have you ever felt that way? I think that's how Thomas was feeling, and we're going to learn about it in our story. Let's pray first, though. Dear Lord, thank you for your word, that we can learn more, that we can study, that we can grow closer to you. We love you. Amen. Thomas was feeling a little jealous. If Jesus was really alive, why didn't he show up? Why didn't he talk to me too? Why was he talking to only the other disciples? He was kind of having a pity party. Have you ever heard that term? A pity party? It's where you just kind of want to be sad. And other people might try to cheer you up and you just want to be sad. Yeah, that's kind of how he was feeling. He wondered whether Jesus was really alive. But then, suddenly Jesus appeared in the room right there. How did he greet them? What did he say to Thomas? Let's see what the Bible says, because that's how we know. Let's go to John chapter 20, verse 26 and 27. John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John chapter 20, verse 26 and 27. Let's see what that says. If you need a little more time, just press pause and then press play when you're ready. Here we go.
And after 8 days, His disciples were again inside and Thomas with them. Jesus came. The doors being shut and stood in the midst and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing."
He said once again, "Peace to you." And then who did he address directly? Thomas, you're right. Thomas. He knew that Thomas doubted his promise to be alive again. But did Jesus scold him? Did he get angry? Did he say, "Thomas, how could you forget? How could you not remember? Why didn't you believe?" No, he didn't do that at all. Thomas fell down on his knees before Jesus. He saw that Jesus knew what he had been thinking. And Jesus even knew the words he had said to the other disciples about not believing Jesus was alive unless he saw the, what? The scars. Unless he touched the scars. Then Jesus reminded Thomas, as well as all of us, that having to see Jesus with our own eyes is not the best way to choose to believe in him. Jesus wants us to trust even if we can't see. Have you ever done a trust fall? A trust fall is usually where you stand on something a little higher, maybe a chair, and you have a whole bunch of people behind you, and they link arms. They line up in two lines behind you. They link arms, and you fold your hands across your chest. You close your eyes, and you relax, and you fall backwards. Now, if there was nobody there, you would fall down on the floor and get hurt. But what happens is people are there, and they catch you. But you have to trust them. If you don't trust them to fall back and let them catch you, then you won't do it. A trust fall is where you trust others to catch you. Jesus wanted Thomas to trust him. We want to trust Jesus with our lives, with our hearts. After Jesus would go back to heaven, many people would choose to believe in him. But you know what? Many of them wouldn't actually see Jesus until he comes the second time. People would learn about him from the Bible. They would find out that Satan is their enemy. They would find out that believing and trusting in Jesus will save them from Satan. But they don't actually see Jesus. They have to believe based on what they hear, based on what they read, based on what they learn about Jesus. We have a friend who did not know Jesus. He had never really had a relationship with Jesus. But one day he decided that he would look on YouTube and he found some stories and some sermons from Pastor Doug Batchelor on Amazing Facts. And he started listening to them and watching them. And pretty soon he called up our church and he said, "I've been watching these programs on Doug Batchelor and I want to find a Seventh-day Adventist church near me. And that's you. So can I come to church on Sabbath?" And we said, "Yes, you can." And it took about a year of him studying more and reading the Bible and asking questions. He didn't actually see Jesus, but you know what? He started believing in Jesus and he was baptized. People learn about Jesus all over the world today. There are wonderful stories on Adventist World Radio. They also have videos that you can watch about people who hear and learn about Jesus and want to give him their hearts. Many people choose to trust Jesus. They choose to obey Jesus, even though they can't see him. And that's our choice today, boys and girls. We cannot see Jesus. We did not live when he was here on earth. But you know what? He wants us to trust him, even if we can't see. Do you want to trust Jesus? I know I do. Let's bow our heads and ask him to help us to trust him more. Dear Lord, I thank you for the love that you have for us, that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Lord, help us to trust you even when we cannot see you. Help us to obey you even if we cannot be right there with you. Help us to rely on you and give us the strength for today. We love you. Amen.
1 John 4:15. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.